Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
How I long to be in the presence of the Lord. Come on, raise your hands and love the Holy Spirit. How I long, oh I long, hey, I long to be in the presence of the Lord. Oh, how I long, how I long, hey, hey, to be in the presence of the Lord. Come on. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Come on, His glory is here. His glory is here. After thee, and my flesh long for thee in a dry and in a weary land where there is no water, to see thy power and thy glory, just as we have seen you in your sanctuary. Tonight, Holy Spirit, we honor you, we acknowledge you more than anyone else. You hold the center of our lives and have your way once again. Be exalted once again. Flow like a river. Pour like a rain. Oh, Spirit Divine, we love you. We love you. fill our hearts with your love. Grace is falling on you. Grace is falling on you. Spirit of God. Hey, Yamada Boshabalaba. Rebalia Rabarabosha. Rekonayana Bolobosha. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come on, let's worship Him. In the presence of the Lord, oh, how I long, how I long,
to be in the presence.
Amen. We want to continue our, I don't know how to put it, but this whole week we are dedicating it to knowing the Holy Spirit. At least by now we know that the Holy Spirit is a person. And for every person, it takes relationship to know each other better. And as you are getting to know Him, you begin to notice some few important things about the person. And that makes you relate well with Him. Praise God. I believe that for every glory that God will want to reveal or show upon a man's life cannot be done without the Holy Spirit. In fact, in the scheme of affairs, He is the administrator of everything that God is ought to do. So without Him, there is nothing that is fulfilled in the will of God for a man. That is why in prayer, He is a key component. Is a key component, because nothing is done in the will of God without the engagement of the Holy Spirit. So in this 21 days of glory, the Holy Spirit is a key for our manifestation. We've known bits and pieces of the Holy Spirit, and as we grow in Christ, we get to know Him better, and for that matter, relate with Him. I have made extensive studies on the Holy Spirit, and I've shared most of them with you, especially about His core ministry and what He does in the life of the believer. But what we are trying to do this week is to look at some of the basic understanding of the Holy Spirit that we normally overlook, and normally we don't actually pay attention. We just brush over. And one of them is what we did yesterday, that He is our advocate. Praise God. And it was a blessing to know that there's somebody called an intermediary, a counselor, somebody who is always by your side. Wow. Somebody who pleads on your behalf. Oh, amazing. You know, with such understanding, it makes your relationship with Him so real. So real. So real. Today we want to look at another aspect of the Holy Spirit, and I've entitled it The Generosity of the Holy Spirit. The generosity of the Holy Spirit. In other words, the Holy Spirit is generous. Overwhelmingly, unendingly generous. You know, this aspect of the Holy Spirit may be taken for granted. Now, what do I mean by the Holy Spirit is generous? I mean he loves to give. He loves to give. In other words, he's a giver. He loves to give. Let's look at Psalm 51. David's prayer. Let's read a little bit of it. Just Psalm 51. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according to the multitudes of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Continue. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquities and cleanse me from my sins. Now continue. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. You remember, this is David's confession. Now push it further. Go to 5. Go to 6. Go to 7. Go to 8. Go to 9. Now he said that, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Continue. Now he said that, create in me what? A clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit. Now continue. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. What a prayer. Now, everybody read. This is where the point is. Go. And uphold me with. The word free in other versions says with your generous spirit. The version I have here says that restore to me the joy of your salvation. And uphold me with your generous spirit. Your generous spirit. See if you can get it in the other version. With your generous spirit. With your generous spirit. So the Holy Spirit is generous. He loves to pour upon his people, his children. He's generous. Sometimes we tend to forget about such a great aspect of who God is. We know that God is powerful. We know that God is omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. We talk about all the virtues and all the attitudes of God. But one thing that we must understand, that by his spirit, he is generous. And this must not be an intellectual knowledge, but we must come with understanding or have a revelation. Because our lives don't change much when we have things in our head. It must be in our spirit. Praise God. Somebody here with me. The understanding of knowing that the Holy Spirit is generous can change your life and can change your relationship with him forever. In that case, you don't see God to be someone sitting somewhere that you would only have to do good things before he would bless you, or he would give you something. We have been brought up in a situation where we are only rewarded because of some good we have done. But the Holy Spirit is more generous. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, he loves to pour upon us. In fact, nothing makes him happier than when he's blessing you, when he's releasing upon you. And I believe that is a life-changing revelation. Praise God. Let's look at Psalm number 145, verse 8 to 9. Psalm 145, verse number 8 to 9. He says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Underline that part. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Amazing. In this passage, the very first word that will catch your attention is that the Lord is gracious. The Lord is gracious. And when, according to the Hebrew, when we say someone is gracious, it means that the person, it means to bend, or to stoop low, to bend, or to stoop low in kindness to an inferior. Something is about to drop. It means to bend or stoop in kindness to an inferior, or to bestow, or to show favor. Favor. So when the writer here is saying the Lord is gracious, it's not just saying that he's nice and kind. It's not just saying that, oh, he's a pleasant to be around with. It's not just saying, sometimes when we say somebody is gracious, it means that person is kind. Oh, it's a nice person. No. But this goes beyond being nice around someone, or someone who is nice, being around someone who is nice. But then what it means is that God bends down, comes so low to your level, and then bless you. That is what it means. So no matter who you are, no matter the level, when God is becoming gracious to you, it means that he gets out of his seat. He moves from his throne, from his abode, and come down to your level. Wow. And show you mercy. Wow. I'm so overwhelmed that God, who is superior, the creator of the ends of the universe, the one who holds the universe and sits on the circles of the earth, the one who speaks and it comes to pass, and when he speaks, no one can overturn. The one who is the beginning and the end. And not just that, he knew the end from the beginning. Before the show started, he had concluded. He coming down to my level in order to lift me up, in order to show me mercy, in order to bring me to the place that he wants me to be in. So gracious actually means he bending down to our level, giving and giving and giving to us until we can no longer stand. Right now, the Holy Spirit is giving. He's giving right now. The Bible says that he is good to all. He is good to all. He said that his tender mercies are over his works. His tender mercies are over his works. So I know that outside of Christ, I don't deserve any tender mercy of God. But in Christ, the Bible says that the Lord, anytime God looks at Christ, he doesn't see anything than he sees me. Because of Christ, I have also received the righteousness of God. And therefore, I deserve his mercy. The Bible says that his works, his mercies are over all his works. I pray that somebody today will have this understanding about the Holy Spirit. So becoming the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ makes his mercies rest upon you all the time. His goodness rests upon you all the time. His blessings rest upon you all the time. And you become blessable. Wow. What a blessing. So the question is, how does the Holy Spirit, or how that the Holy Spirit helps us? How do we know that the Holy Spirit is helping us? Or how do we know that he is releasing unto us? How do we know that he is giving to us? How do we know his generosity in our life? How do we know his help for us? And as I was meditating, I was pondering over these words. I started thinking that, imagine you have a friend, a best friend, that you know is a giver, a great giver, somebody who gives. He has plenty of money and spends on you every day. He gives to you freely and to people who are in the streets as well, or anyone. Imagine that this friend gives you presents for your birthdays, for your anniversaries, and for great occasions like Christmas and stuff like that. And imagine that this friend gives randomly to you at any time. Any time. Sometimes you don't even need to request. And this guy, this friend of yours, always looks so happy and excited whenever you receive his parcel and he opens it up. The joy alone in his face. And that is the kind of understanding we must have concerning the Holy Spirit. That he is a friend who is a huge giver. And he loves to give generously. He loves to supply, surprise you on your birthdays. He loves to surprise you on occasions. He always wants to see you happy and excited. Praise God. That is the kind of person we are talking about. And his name is God, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit delights in blessing us. He delights in giving to us. In fact, his joy is always to give to the children of God. It thrills him to give every manner of blessing that you and I need. Now let's look at some of the blessings that the Holy Spirit gives, and then we pray. And this is going to guide you into prayer. What are some of the blessings that the Holy Spirit gives? Number one, intimacy with the Father and with Jesus. And it is the greatest blessings of all. Intimacy with the Father and with the Son. In fact, if the Holy Spirit in you doesn't make you love God better and begin to acknowledge Jesus as your Lord and your Savior every day of your life, then we should question that kind of spirit that you have. His best gift is to make sure that we are in intimacy with God the Father and with the Son. And that is priceless. His greatest joy is that there is always connectivity. There's always the link. There's always the flow. Because without the Holy Spirit, we cannot know God. We cannot know God. We cannot relate with God. He is the ladder through which God is made real to us. Praise God. So, his best blessing is to make sure that we are always connected to our Father through Jesus Christ. What a blessing. The second blessing that the Holy Spirit loves to give is a blessing of relationship, good relationships. Let me tell you, I'm not a fan of those who say that God says that I should marry this person or I should marry this person. No. I believe that God doesn't choose spouses. But one thing that I know, that when the Holy Spirit is at work in you, he gives you the right direction and makes the right choices for you. Is somebody here with me? You will never miss it. I said you will never what? Miss it. I'm telling you, you will never miss it. 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 So the second blessing that he gives, is great relationships, like marriage, like beautiful friendship. How God, in his own wisdom, has been able to connect all of us here together. I don't know how it happened, but it is by his Spirit. You are here as a member of this commission. You have uncles uncountable, mothers uncountable. You have, brothers and sisters uncountable. All in the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Do you think it's easy to come by? There are people in the world there. They just need even somebody to tell them that, sister, you are looking good today. You don't. Somebody told me that for a long time, more than 5 years in her life, nobody has ever told her, I love you. Not even in a casual way. Just casual way. Oh, I love you. You are good. How are you? Even how are you? How are you doing? Praise God. So every great relationship, a beautiful relationship, is established by who? The Holy Spirit. He brings people's heart together. He connects people together. I'm not surprised you are here. The Holy Spirit brought you. Not only friendship, but beautiful family relationships. Beautiful family relationships. If you want to have a beautiful family relationship, it is a blessing that he gives. May you not miss his relationship or blessing that he gives. What a blessing. Number three, and this will surprise you. This will surprise you. Some of you are working giddy. One of the blessings that the Holy Spirit releases and gives generously to his children is financial blessing of every kind. Never miss it. Financial blessing. Providing for your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He is concerned about your finances, I'm telling you. And yesterday we talked about it, how God, through his advocacy, can whisper into somebody's ears, bless this person, go give money to this person, help this person, take him to this place. Let me tell you, most of the helps we have received, it has taken the Holy Spirit to whisper into the ears of people. Had countless testimonies where even there's currently one testimony, you worked on it, that the guy said that he didn't apply for any job. The lady, he didn't apply for any job. He has finished school for more than 5 years or so. It was 5 years? Yes. No job. He knows people. His uncle is in the ministries, blah, 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 government, whatever. But no job. When he heard of prayer line, he connected. He was coming. And you know, I'll read that testimony later for you. He said that a job that God has given, in his own words, he said that, Pastor, this is a miracle job. Amen. In other words, that job is beyond her. It is a job that is not paying in cedis, but is paying in dollars. Amen. USD. Somebody who has never worked before. How do you think it's happening? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. I said the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let me tell you, you don't need to struggle and labor when he's there to show you the right path. Some of you are in wrong businesses. That's why you are struggling. If he had given you the direction, you realize that money will be chasing you. You will not be chasing money. I see that grace coming on you. I said, I see that grace coming on you. So these are things I want you to understand. These are they are personal things. They are natural things that we think that, oh, ask for this one. Holy Ghost, that, who told you? He is there to make you happy. And it's that when you don't have money, in fact, no matter how beautiful you look, it will still be seen in your face. I'm telling you. And if the Holy Spirit wants to make you happy, the Bible says this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. Every day you must be glad. But it takes something for you to be glad. No, it doesn't take just waking up. Are you understanding me? Something must make the day what? Glad. And we are not talking about spiritual things here. At least you must be content and comfortable with your life. What God has made you. And one of them is financial blessing. He said, my God, Philippians chapter 4 verse 19, shall supply all my needs. My God shall supply. Do you believe he will supply? What a blessing. Again, what are the things the Holy Spirit gives generously? Blessings of opportunity. 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 He opens the door and say, enter in. He is able to orchestrate, touch hearts of people, maneuver himself, move ahead of time, create the environment, and pushes you through. Greatest opportunity that God has blessed this ministry with, I always tell you, is the opportunity to be on radio. And it just came by the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you, every step along the way could have just been thwarted like that. It could have just been on a different thing altogether. I'm telling you, I don't want to share the story because it will take our time. But every step along the way, because, I mean, initially, everything was like it wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work. No, it wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work. It wasn't going to work. Everything shows. I remember I told some people about it. There are pastors who are owning radio stations, and it has become a burden for them. So why do you venture? No, stop it. Don't. Stop it. Don't. You can't pay. You can't hold. Then I was there, just lying on my bed. Then I whispered, Holy Spirit, what do you think? Then all of a sudden, look at how it works. All of a sudden, ideas come. So how much at all would they take? Okay. Let's say 30 people. And every man gives you 50 cedis to support you and push you. Can't you do this thing? Then the strength came. I prepared the letter on the letterhead. I listed some names, people I knew who helped me. Up to this time, not a single letter was sent out for support to be on radio. Not a single letter. The draft of the letter is on my laptop right now. I can't tell you the story because, it's so amazing. Prior to that, I've discussed with Kojo Chale, we need to get on radio. So I asked him to go to Spirit FM and go and make inquiries whether we could be there. Not knowing the Holy Spirit has already made a provision. I was just here. Then one of our sons came with a car, the pastor. Chale, there's this guy at Love FM. He said he wants pastor to be on. So when he said that, in fact, it was money. It was money because you can't be on the station like Love FM and not be paying. So the idea was more or less like, that's it, we are paying. And this guy, I went to see him. He tossed me here and here. In fact, we had to, for the negotiation alone, it took 3 weeks to 1 month. Every day I go, no. He looked at me and said, he didn't have confidence that I could do it. Then we started. Master, we opened the phone lines and not even a single flash. People should even flash. So that we know that somebody is what? Kai! Master, I never gave up. I still saw it as an opportunity. Then we did it for some time. Then I was there. They said, no. There were pastors in the morning. And then I had. They said, oh, Pastor, can you come to the office? Then I went. Say, hey, Pastor, we want you to take some of the mornings from 4, I think from 4 to 5. So they gave me, I think, Monday or Tuesday, and then the other pastors took the rest of the day. Then we fired. So we're starting very early because we had that time. We're fired. Then they realized that they were getting good feedback all over across. But me, I wasn't hearing anything. I would open the phone lines and nobody would. Yeah, bro. Then I was there again. He said, hey, Pastor, the other pastors, they are not serious. So we want you to take from Monday to Friday. I say, Mewo. I discussed with people and said, oh, no, you can't make it. No, to me. You will die. Oh. I said, no. Then all of a sudden, an idea came to my mind. Said, but I hear there's somebody in the same thing. So can't I also be able to do it? I told the guy, I will do it. Amen. And as we started, one testimony. A guy who was suffering from prostate cancer. During the fasting days like this. I didn't know. So he was doing some. And he has been through places, comfort, noche. So one of the days we closed the program and I opened the phone lines and this guy called. And I don't know what happened. Okay, it was later we went to pick the recording. This guy called. He said, Pastor. And he gave a passionate testimony. A passionate one. And I realized that the atmosphere has opened. And then I went, I told the technician, Charlie, we had a testimony been to Mumpuli Mame. Na Muntrahononkwa. And yeah. When I go, before I start the prayer, I'll play. When I finish, I'll play. Then all of a sudden, boom, everywhere. Then the testimony started flowing. Until now. The Holy Spirit. And that has brought the relationship that we are all enjoying today. Let me tell you, he's about to open a great door for somebody. I say he's about to an open door for somebody right now. And amazingly, it is just one aspect. But on the other side, I didn't know what was going on the management level over there. I had no idea because they wouldn't brief me what's going on. So one day in my night work, you know, at that time I wasn't closer, so I would come somewhere around 10, 11, I would stay at some of the offices till 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock, then we start. So one day I was there and one of the PCs was on, and I decided to scan through. It was the programs manager's PC. And as I was scanning through, I saw a memo written of me. Apparently, because they were losing the Christian folks as a station, they wanted a pastor who is very vibrant and has a large church. I'm telling you why the Holy Spirit did this. So, in their management meeting, they had decided to write to big churches. And can you imagine that they all never responded to the letters? They didn't. So in a memo, I saw that on their next meeting, the programs manager said that, but we have found a young, vibrant pastor who is doing well, and therefore, let's keep him. I'm talking about 6 years ago. So if it is not the Holy Spirit, then who would do it? And look at the great work that the Holy Spirit has done over the years on people's lives and destiny. I cannot count the number of people that through this commission have had access to travel. I'm telling you, it's uncountable. 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 Scholarship, uncountable. I mean, miracle marriages, uncountable. Those who have been delivered from bondages. So if it is not the Holy Spirit, may such an opportunity be open for somebody. May the Holy Spirit open an opportunity for you that will bring glory to Him, that will honor His name, that will cause men to be saved, that will bring glory and honor only to His name. So I told you, prayer line is not a man-made, though, because every step along the way, I myself could have decided to quit because it was not easy. You can imagine. I mean, sitting at the studio, opening the phone lines, and not a single person. Not a single person. I mean, people were actually, I mean, they had a certain attitude towards Love FM. But now, by the grace of God, amen. By the grace of God, and the special move of the Spirit. Just this week, I was there washing my car. He comes to church. Apostle comes to church. And if he has not seen anything, will he be coming to church? I met him. Said, Pastor, are you coming to me? So, no. I just wanted to say hi. So, say be behind. But we said, the Kumasi, the Esongwao. And that is a great testimony to the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So I know that when we see the Holy Spirit as a generous person, one thing that He gives generously is opportunities. He opens up what? Opportunities. The last one that He gives is favors. 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 Praise God. Favors. Do you want to walk in favor? He's the only one who gives it. You see, the whole idea is that we have not learned to acknowledge how closer He is to us. You see, we feel that He's just a wind. And some of you even in church think that He's a popo biribiri. You know popo biribiri? No. In fact, he is not near that cry. He's a person. He's closer. So if you learn to talk to Him like you are talking to your friend, you always see Him in action. Always see Him. Because, listen, He dwells in you. And He is with you. How can somebody who is inside you ever leaves you? The only thing, as I told yesterday, that He doesn't force Himself on people. He does not actually would want to do anything when you have not given Him access or given Him control to do what? To do it. He's so gentle. So anytime He expects us to acknowledge Him and ask Him to take charge and take control. Once we do that, He does it by His generosity, because He has been programmed to be generous to us. Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. It's like he has been programmed to be giving. To be giving. To be giving. In this season, may you experience the generosity of God. the generosity of the Holy Spirit.
Why? James 1:17 says, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above. It comes from the Father of lights, with whom there is no shadow of turning nor variableness. He gave good gifts. He gave good gifts and perfect gifts. Wow. What a blessing. This evening, I just want us to acknowledge the Holy Spirit in this way, that He's so generous. In fact, what brings Him great joy is when He's pouring His blessings and favor on your life. His tender mercies are over you even right now. He loves to be good to you. And He wants to pour all into you. So what should we do? Number one, what should we do? We must pray to God to show us the good and perfect gifts that the Holy Spirit is giving every time. You must pray to God to show us the gifts that the Holy Spirit is giving to us. Number two, we must thank Him for each gift and blessing as we notice it. So number one, you pray to God to show you the gifts that the Holy Spirit has and is willing to release unto you, as I've demonstrated some to you. And then number two, you thank Him. You thank Him for each of the gifts as you notice them along your way. And the secret is that the more you thank Him, the more He releases it. The more you thank Him, the more He releases it. The more you thank Him, in fact, you don't demand by request. You demand by thanking Him. That's the secret. You don't demand by what? Request. Because most of us, if we have good friends and generous friends, we don't actually have to ask them anything. It's just a matter of, Charlie, thanks for what you have been doing. And it will be what? Flowing. It will be flowing. Thanks for what you have been doing. Thanks for what you did last time. Thank you. And the moment you thank Him, He's obliged to do more. To do more. To do more. Praise God. Oh, I wish we can experiment right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, thirdly, as you notice His gift, it is very important. Begin to tie the gift to the giver in your spirit or in your mind and in your heart. Begin to tie the gift to the giver. The problem that most of us have is that we are more tilted towards the gifts as we see them coming, and then we forget the giver. But the more you acknowledge the Holy Spirit as the giver, in fact, I saw this early in my ministry, and by God's grace, it's working for me. It's working for me. Under no circumstance have I relied on my own ability nor strength, or have been able to attach any testimony to my prayer. No. Who are you to pray for somebody to be healed? Who are you to pray for somebody for a breakthrough? No. It has never been my mind. So every miracle, every testimony is as a result of me thanking the Holy Spirit, and He will do more. And He will do more. And He will do more. And I always connect Him to the gift. I connect him. We must learn to connect the Holy Ghost, who is the giver, to the gift He gives. And when you do that, it will always flow. It will never stop. As we started from the beginning, He is generous, unending generosity. What a blessing. Hallelujah. So we must learn to, maybe you can add this as the fourth one, then we're done. Learn to bless and honor Him back in your enjoyment and thankful heart for the gift. Hallelujah. Are you blessed this evening? These are practical ways of having relationship and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Are you blessed? Please be on your feet. How I long
to be in the presence of,
come on, you see here, just raise your hands and acknowledge Him one more time. How I long,
hey, I long,
oh,
I long to be
in the presence. Oh, hey, da. In the presence
of the Lord.
I want you to understand that every God ordained blessing you need lies with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible says that He is a generous giver. He's generous. He said, put it right there, 51:12. Let's use it in prayer. The rest of the practical assignment, you go and do it at home. You practice it every day. Are you with me? 51:12. He said, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy generous or free spirit. The Holy Spirit is a generous person. Raise your voice. Thank Him for His generosity. Come on, do it. Thank Him for His generosity. Come on, mention His name and thank Him for His generosity. 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 Come on, thank Him. Thank Him. Open your mouth. Come on. Let Him be real to you. Thank Him like He is standing right in front of you. Thank Him for His generosities. Holy Spirit, we thank You for Your generosity. For Your free spirit, Lord. Thank You for Your generosity, Holy Spirit. Hey, I feel Him. I feel Him. Come on, raise your voice high above. Let Him hear your voice. Come on, let Him hear your voice. Come on, let Him hear your voice. Come on, let Him hear your voice.
Come on, let him hear your voice. Raise your voice. Come on, let him hear your voice. Talk to him like you know it. Hey. Oh. 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 You want to quickly talk to God and say, Father, open my eyes to know the free gift, the generous gift of the Holy Spirit. Open my eyes to know the things that you have made available with the Holy Ghost for my life, with the Holy Ghost for my relationships, with the Holy Ghost for my financial blessings. Open your mouth and begin to pray that, open my eyes, Father, to know the gifts that you have ordained for me through your generous spirit. Through your generous spirit. Help me to notice the good and perfect gifts that the Holy Spirit is giving to me. Help me to know the good and perfect gifts that the Holy Spirit is giving to me. The gift of a deeper or intimate relationship with the Father and with the Son. A deeper intimate relationship with the Father. Oh, raise your voice. Kandi arabadobo sharabadia. The gift of relationship that God has brought you in. Beautiful friendships. Beautiful marriages. Come on, thank him. Beautiful family relationship. Raise your voice. Shantole malabadaha. Beautiful financial blessings of every kind. God supplying your needs some way, somehow. May your eyes be open to notice all this. The blessings of opportunities that are coming your way. The blessings of favor. Come on, raise your voice and pray. Le arabale bolo bolo bo sharadada. Le marararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararar acknowledge the Holy Spirit as the giver of all gifts, as a giver of all blessings, as a giver of all things, and let him give unto you whatever you need. Open your mouth and talk to him as you acknowledge him as a giver. Is it marital relationship? Is it financial blessing? Is it great doors opening? Is it favor, blessings of favor, blessings of doors and opportunities? Is it a relationship with the Father and with the Son? Open your mouth and pray. Ask for that gift right now. Let him release unto you. Talk to him now. Talk to him now. Talk to him now. Is it good health? Remember the Bible says he is our healer. Kemaduba shabandarandaraba sandaha. Reyarabado sharabaraba. Come on, he's here. Raise it, he's here, he's here, he's here, he's here. Lemanda baka patarada bashaha. Oh, how we long to love you, Lord. I wish I have the right people. I wish I have the right people. Come on. Flow in his love. 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 Kerevararo shara. Hey, in a breath. Oh. Oh, 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 come on, love him. Come on, love him. It's about intimacy he wants from you. Come on, in the presence of the Lord. Come on, every one of you, raise your hands and let's sing it one more time. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit, we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you, Holy Spirit. Come on. Begin to release your gifts. Your free gifts. Your generous gifts. Oh. Come on. Be filled with the free gifts of God. In the presence of the Lord. I want this message to stay with you. If you made notes, I want you to rehearse it until it becomes part of you. Let the Holy Spirit be always acknowledged. Mention his name. Don't just assume him. Call on him. That is his name. He's God, the Holy Spirit. Yesterday we learned that he is our advocate. And that one was another Revi. And today, he is a generous spirit. Receive his generosities. Receive his generosities. The things that he's freely giving, it far exceeds human understanding. It far exceeds what men can give you. In fact, he overdo or overgive you in multiples, in millions. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for the things you are releasing and giving freely unto us. Have your way. Continue to help us as we meditate on your word and flow in your love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And let the people shout a big amen. Come on, put your hands together.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.